Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when I didn't know what I was going to do,
Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray, hallelujah, those of you that was able to go out to your various churches and attend mass, hallelujah, at various areas, hallelujah, of your city or state. And I just know that the Lord, hallelujah, met you there. I don't know what's going on with this here. It's just acting out. Let me see here if I can. Oh, let's see here, Jesus, if I can. I don't know what this thing is doing here. I don't know what, hallelujah, what this thing is doing at all. I don't know what, hallelujah, it looks like I'm not able to, get my chat room. I don't know what is going on here with this thing. But I bind you, demon, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Because I know. All right, then. Come on with it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. I don't know what's going on, but Lord, I need you to straighten that out, whatever it is, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm asking you, God, to straighten it out. I know that you can, hallelujah, bind those demonic forces, God, that tries to, hallelujah, keep your word from going forth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I don't know. I guess I might just have to not open up the chat room because it looks like the enemy does not want me to have that available. So I don't know. You might just have to download it at the conclusion of this program. But as I have far stated, those of you that were able to go out to your various church services and masses, I know that God met you there and you had a great time. But for those that was not able, for whatever reason, was not able to get out and attend, hallelujah, your desired worship place or place of worship, I'm inviting you to come aboard of the old ship of Zion, where your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. Excuse me. And so I just want to welcome all of you to the program on this morning. I want to welcome, I guess, I want to welcome my friends. I want to welcome my constituents, my colleagues. I want to welcome my kingdom family. And then, of course, our kinship family. So I want to just welcome all of you to the program on this morning. Hallelujah. And I just want to send out condolences of those of you that might have lost loved ones, may have been in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 8 hours, hour ago, 30 minutes ago, seconds ago, even moments ago. And we do that to encourage you, to let you know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, but you have disciples, you have brothers and sisters that are praying for you and with you, that God will bring about joy and restoration unto your heart and your soul. And so I just want you to know that you're not alone. Hallelujah. That we weep with you on this morning. Whatever you're going through, the loss of a mother, a father, child, grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, grandparents, uncle or aunt, a cousin, hallelujah, a friend, a valued friend. May it be your pediatrician, your gynecologist, hallelujah, your insurance salesman. We just want you to know that we are standing with you and praying with you and for you in this hour. All right. So I just want you to bring all your digital devices. May it be your smartphone. May it be your tablet. Or may it be your laptop. Just bring those items aboard because we are in need of them. We're living in a digital world. Hallelujah. And so we're just inviting you to come aboard with your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Bring your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, and allow me to minister unto you the divine word of God as God giveth unto me. Hallelujah. So at the conclusion of this program, however, we do have a studio dial-up prayer request line. And this designated for those of you that have a prayer petition that you would want the old ship of Zion to touch hands and go down in prayer and believe in God that what you have placed at his feet will be honored and you will be prompted, wish to call in. And I want to give you that number, and that number is 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74. So you are welcome to call in at the conclusion of this program, and then we'll be bringing you hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. And so I just want to ask those of you that are in my live, this is a live church service, so those of you that are in my live church service here this morning, I am asking you, hallelujah, to bow your heads as we go down in prayer each time that we come across this podium, hallelujah. We fail not to acknowledge God in all that we do and all that we say, hallelujah. That's in our private lives as well as our public life. So we just acknowledge God. He said in everything that we do, and he shall and will, hallelujah, he will direct our path. I am so sorry. I got another scripture in my head. But, so like I said, I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. And so I don't have a way of getting the chat room open at this time because it is not allowing me to open up the chat room. Hallelujah. So I guess we would just have to tune in after the conclusion of this program is all I can think of. Because like I said, the enemy, you know, is causing this device here to be in stagnant, and it want to allow me to open up another tab for the chat room. But at any rate, hopefully you'll be able to listen to it at the conclusion of this live church service. So we're going to go right now, without any further ado, into our opening prayer. I want to present the psalm and introduce the others. A holy deity. He's a holy God. He's a spiritual deity as well. And he's a native of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And Heavenly Father, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have lying in waiting, hallelujah, God. A mansion that's not built by mortal man, God. But you are the craftsman, you are the architect, you are the creator, God. And you said that you go to prepare a place for us, and when you return, you will receive us unto yourself. And so, Father God, hallelujah, we're just knowing that when you come, God, in all of your beauty and all of your power and all of your glory, God, to receive us unto yourself. But until that appropriate time is upon us, we will continue moving upward and onward and mounting up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, God, through this barren land. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. And I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, those that may, then again may not know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, God, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we will give you all the glory that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the church and the cathedral children of God to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm scheduled to be with you 90 minutes on the clock. And until God say otherwise, we're going to stick with that time slot. And we're going to take you on into a live program that's already in progression. And our theme on this morning, or our message on this morning, entitled, Newsroom, Hallelujah, Mix-Up. I want to say that one more time. The message on this morning entitled Newsroom Mix-Up. So we're going to read from our first key scripture, and it reads this. Please inquire for the word of the Lord today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Please inquire for the word of the Lord today. And that's 1 Kings 22 and 5. Hallelujah. Now I'm reminded, hallelujah, Jesus, that there was a gentleman that was called from a news interview, job interview. But we were told that the time-conscious producer mistaken the man for a scheduled guest authority. So he led the baffled individual, but compliant and complacent individual into the newsroom studio, and there he fitted him with a microphone. When he was on air and was given signal, the interviewer missed the look of the panicked man's face, and The flustered job seeker awkwardly buffed his way through the questions. When the mistake itself became news, we're told that the network apologized for the error. We know that that hapless man wasn't pretending to be an authority. He was mistaken for one. And in contrast with Ahab, the king of Israel, he chose to ignore the truth by seeking answers from false prophets who were posing as religious authorities. We're told that Ahab didn't want to inquire of the Lord through the godly prophet Micaiah because he does not prophesy good concerning me, he said, but evil. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Kings 22 and 8. We're told that the king had an aversion to the truth. And sometime, you and I and us, we would rather hear the comfort of a lie than the word of truth, our words of truth. But we need to get our counsel from advisors who believe that all scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And that scripture reading is coming out of all, 2 Timothy 3 and 16. You and I and us, we can't afford to let our desires cause us to exchange God's truth for a lie. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know it is better to hear the hard truth, hallelujah, Jesus, than a soft lie. And we're living in a world with people whom has itching ears, as the word of God would proclaim. And they will hear anything that tickles their fancy. They don't care for the truth, it seems. But they will fall for the biggest lie. But Jesus commanded you and I and us to live an honorable lifestyle. Hallelujah. He said that let your yeas be yes and your no be no. That's in the law of Matthew 5 and 37. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And I'm reminded that shortly before the death of the Duke of Burgundy, he was presiding over the Cabinet Council of France. A proposal was made by the ministers that would violate a treaty, but would secure important advantages for the country. We're told many reasons were offered to justify the deed. The Duke listened in silence. When all had spoken, he closed the conference without giving approval, placing his hand on a copy of original agreements. He said with firmness in his voice, "Gentlemen, we have a treaty. Hallelujah. It's important that Christians act and speak so that the Savior is glorified. When you give your word, the word tell us, keep it. If you make a commitment, honor it. If you take on an obligation, fulfill it. And as Jesus has said in the law of Matthew 5 and 37, let your yes be yes. We know that our honesty and reliability should be so evident that we can be trusted for any contract we make. And what better testimony could be said of a believer than this? He gave his word, and that's good enough for me. We know that if a non-believer can trust us in business manner, they are more likely to believe us when we speak about the gospel. And if you're tempted to go back on a promise, think again of the words of Duke of Burgundy. Gentlemen, we have a treaty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Never give your word unless you intend to keep it. And that's what the word of the Lord is telling us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. God want us to live an honorable lifestyle before men and before our family. God do not want us to be liars. And if we tell God that we're going to do something, God tell us to keep our word, because God do not lack liars. God do not lack liars. Hallelujah. God do not lack liars, but he lack those of us that tell the truth, no matter what the cost, and live in a sanctification lifestyle. It urges us, it enables us to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And we know that on a sunny day, there was a young boy in high school. He couldn't resist the temptation to skip classes. The very next morning, he explained to his teacher that he has missed her class because their tie had had a flat. To his belief, the teacher smiled and said, "Well, you missed the quiz on yesterday." But then she added, "Take your seat. Get out a pencil and paper." And the first question she asked him was, "Which tie was flat?" We see that no one gets away with lying. In the law of Acts 5, we're told that Ananias and Sapphira thought that they were lying only to Peter and the other believers. But we find out the apostle said to them, "You have not lied to men, but to God." That's verse 4. We come to the understanding that truth is one of the attributes of God. Hallelujah. So when we tell a lie, we offend him. Sooner or later, you and I and us, hallelujah, we will be found out. God will uncover every falsehood. If not in this life, then at the final judgment. When we each give an account of ourselves to God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 14 and 10 through 12. We live in a highly competitive world. Sometimes we may be strongly tempted to shade the truth to get ahead. But the short-term gain from lying are worth little compared with the long-term benefit of telling the truth. If you have deceived someone, confess it to that person and to the Lord. It may be humbling, but it is the first step to restoring integrity in your life. We know that the road that leads to misery is caused by a tongue that wags. Beware of the lying lips, my friend, and a mouth that boasts and brags. If you always tell the truth, you will never be trapped in a lie. And our sermon on this morning entitled Newsroom Mix-Up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I am reminded of an individual whom walked into a fast food restaurant, ordered two dinners to go. When his number was called, he picked up the bag and paid the cashier and left. When he arrived home, he discovered he had been given a sack containing a day's receipt. He immediately returned the bag just as the manager was reporting the loss to the police. We know that the customer was honest enough to return the money, even though he probably could have gotten away with keeping it. And you know this incident involves a large sum of money. But we must be honest in little things as well. We sometimes wonder why Christians are not having a greater spiritual impact on our world. Could it be that many believers are cheating? Many believers are lying. Many believers are fudging. Many believers are manipulating and then rationalizing their actions. Too often, dishonesty is the order of the day. Even for Christians, no wonder unbelievers aren't impressed. More importantly, still honesty is what God demands from you and I and us and expect from us as well. The Apostle Peter said that we are to have honorable conduct. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law. Hallelujah. Of 1 Peter 2 and 12. Then he wrote, "This is the will of God, that by doing good you may be put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." Verse 15. The Bible tells us that honesty is not only the best policy, but it's God's policy. Hallelujah. And so we can pray this prayer. Lord, may our words and our deeds be true. As people of the light, help us as we follow you to always do what is right. We know that there is no degree or degrees of honesty. God wants us to tell the truth and be truthful, men and women, boys and girls, hallelujah, in our spiritual walk with God. God say, hate a liar. And he said that liar would not tarry in his eyesight. We know that God hates liars. Where you can sum it all up as this: God hates liars. And he said that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone. So we know that in that regard, that God hates a lying tongue. So it behooves you and I and us to be truthful in our private lives as well as, hallelujah, our public lives. We are to tell the truth in everything that we do, and everything that we say will make an impact on the world of unbelievers. You can win many souls to Christ by your character. Hallelujah. By being upfront and truthful and honorable. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. And so, when Jesus and his disciples were gathered for the Last Supper, in the law of John 13 and 1 through 20, we find out that Jesus, in humble servanthood, washed his disciples' feet. But Simon Peter resisted, saying, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." And Jesus washing their feet was not a mere ritual. It could also be seen as a picture of our need of Christ's cleansing. A cleansing that will never be realized unless you and I and us are willing to be humble before the Savior. James wrote, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble, in the law of James 4 and 6. We receive God's grace who acknowledge the greatness of God, who humbled himself at the cross. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Philippians 2 and 5 through 11. We know that my faith looks up to thee, thy Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me when I pray, take all of my sins away. Let me from this day be wholly thine. And we know that the most powerful position on earth is kneeling before the Lord of the universe. Our sermon on this morning has been Newsroom Mix-Up. We're talking about honesty. We're talking about truth and putting away with lies. We're talking about being truthful with God when you tell God, well, God, if you work this out for me, if you pull me through, God, I'm going to fast for a week. I'm going to fast for 3 days. I'm going to fast for 6 hours or 12 hours. Don't go back on your word. Do all you can do unless it's just an emergency that you can't heed to your promise. You promise to fast 3 days, then fast for God 3 days. That's what you promised him. And he's looking for you to do that. If you say you're going to be a blessing to someone monetarily or may it be in deeds, then do that. You promise to go pray for someone, go pray for that individual, because you made that promise to God. And when we look to God to honor our prayer petitions, we're looking for God to man up. We're looking for God to intervene in our lives, because we are keeping God and taking God at his word, and that is the 66 books. That is his word. That is his mouthpiece. That those are his vocal points. Hallelujah. So we know that what we expect of God, God expect from you and I and us. To be truthful and honest in our walk with God. Then we can be trusted by others in our words and our deeds. We can be trustworthy. Hallelujah. In a corrupt world that don't believe the word of God to be what God say it is. But whether the world believe it or not, it still stands as God's word. The Bible says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and that the word dwelled among us. So we know that God's word will forever stand. God said before any jot, J-O-T, of his word returned back, V-O-I-D, void, then we know that heaven and earth shall pass away. And that means that this world will remove itself from the face of this earth. So we know that God never lied, and he never shall lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a son of man that he should repent. So we know that God is a holy deity. God is a spirit. God tell us that those that worship me must worship in spirit and in truth. So we know that when we come to God, we got to come to God right. We got to come to God in sincerity. We got to come to God, hallelujah, without, you know, any innuendos and talking about somebody down on your knees and, you know, pointing fingers. But we should come to God with a clear conscience and insincerity, as I just first stated, and in truth. God says, bring all of your burdens. Bring all of your problems, your heartaches, your ills, and your wills to God. And let God be the problem solver in your life. Whatever tsunami you might be going through, whatever Hurricane Annie that you might be going through, I'm here to tell you that God can deliver you. God can bring you out with the victory. So we have been talking about newsroom mix-up on this morning. And in Indy, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prepositions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. You can also, hallelujah, send your correspondence to Attention, Overseer Janice Ward at P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Our web address is www.janicewardministries.org. You can catch us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So now we're going to open up the prayer lines. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, the lines are now open. You're welcome to call in and speak live with the host. This is yours truly, Overseer Janice Ward. And if there will be any prayer petition at this time, we're going to change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion, to uplift your spirit, as I have far stated, and to encourage your heart. So you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. You're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your will, because he is people friendly. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Way, my baby, like a Some of us are seeking role models and seeking them in all the wrong places, trying to do all the wrong things. But I suggest to you today that you find yourself a role model like mine. Listen. I'm not trying to be like any other woman, 'cause I know there ain't nothing she can do for me. I don't wanna be like mine. I wanna be like Jesus Christ. I wanna be like him. Sending a prayer to him forevermore. You can talk about me just as much as you please, but I want to be, and I'm going to be like him.
Trying to live right, and you find that every time you turn around, temptation is overwhelming. Well, just stop struggling. Give it to Jesus. Say this prayer. Tell him these words. Say,
help me live today better than yesterday. Live without
Heartache. that caused a lot of pain, but I made it.
I made it.
When the devil saw he had me, Lord, you prayed for me to escape. That's why.
Friends.
transgression. Cleanse your iniquity. If you just have faith in me, turn from sin, I'll set you free, and I will do a new thing just for thee.
I Yeah.